Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Rumbles in the U.S. Congress may turn the spotlight back on Nigeria's extreme Christian persecution. Then Set Free celebrates nearly 200 kids being baptized in East Africa, along with the memory of a colleague. We'll tell you what happened in just a moment or two. But first, the United States Congress seeks to hold Nigeria accountable for growing Christian persecution. The House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Africa has approved a measure urging President Donald Trump to impose sanctions on the Nigerian government. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the move puts a spotlight on the plight of Nigerian Christians.
This is one subcommittee of the U.S. House basically saying, hey, we're going to shine a light on what's happening in Nigeria, and we would like the president to sanction the government of Nigeria to try to encourage them to take steps on religious freedom and on protecting the Christian minority, especially in northern Nigeria.
A report from the Observatory for Religious Freedom in Africa says Nigeria has been the deadliest country for Christians in recent years, with tens of thousands killed by terrorists between 2019 and 2023.
The reality is the Nigerian government hasn't taken steps to protect persecuted Christians in the north. And so I think they do deserve to be painted as complicit in what is happening there.
Pray strength for the Nigerian church.
We need to know what's happening with them so that we're aware, so that we can pray effectively and pray knowledgeably for them. The sad thing to me is that these attacks have become so common that they almost don't make the news anymore.
Next, the chief minister of India's second largest state says he'll seek the death penalty for those involved in forced conversions. These comments make following Jesus even deadlier in a Hindu nationalist state known for anti-Christian violence. Daryl Templeton with Mega Voice says,
as some of the listeners might know, India is now the 10th most dangerous country in the world to be a Christian.
This South Asian nation also has some of the world's most significant gospel needs.
India has the largest unreached people groups as far as population.
Mega Voice produces solar-powered audio Bibles in thousands of languages. Partners have significant work underway in India.
They're on target to complete 40 more between September and the end of this year. So 40 people groups by the end of this year will have access to the Bible for the first time ever in their language. For the most part, these are completely oral communities.
While believers celebrate the work that's set to finish this fall, they're also desperate for help.
I said, okay, what do you want us to do? And they said, well, we need more audio Bibles, but we can't raise enough money in India. And so they have committed to raise $7 per audio Bible. So Mega Voice has committed to help raise the $15.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And it's been a difficult 4 months for one U.S.-based freedom ministry. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer says November 21st, 2024 was a great day for the ministry's former global director, Dave McIntyre. The two leaders held a Zoom call with Set Free's program head in East Africa.
At the end of the Zoom call, our director over there said, Mac, you've had a huge impact upon these youth here. And there's 132 students that want to be baptized because of your teachings and trainings. Would you please come and witness the baptisms? And I looked at Dave and I said, Dave, you're going to Africa. The next day he died very unexpectedly from some complications with diabetes.
Grief-stricken, yet determined to carry on, the team decided to hold the baptisms for the students as planned in March 2025. Earlier this month, McIntyre's daughters and son traveled with the Set Free team to see their father's work in East Africa.
Dave's middle daughter, Karina, sat next to me on the plane and said, Dean, I wanted my dad to baptize me, and he's gone. Will you baptize me?
Karina led the way as dozens of East African youth and some onlookers took a public stand for Jesus.
It was quite beautiful to see Dave's legacy live on, not only through his own daughter, but also through 177 youth at Light Academy.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.